KD Country 94 weather.
Hungry? Try the burger of the month at Plum Creek Restaurant in Beloit, which is the Patty Melt. Half pound fresh ground beef, butter, grilled onion, Swiss cheese between grilled marbled rye. Plum Creek has an updated menu that includes mouthwatering steaks, delicious sandwiches, a variety of different salads and hamburgers, plus Mexican dishes, wraps, and appetizers. And they have ice cold beer and a full service bar downstairs called the Down Under Bar, also known as the Dub. Plum Creek Restaurant in the Dub in downtown Beloit, open evenings Monday through Saturday.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. Ample sunshine expected this afternoon with highs around 86. Southerly winds 15 to 20 miles per hour. Mainly clear skies tonight, lows dip down to about 65. Overcast skies tomorrow, slight chance for scattered thunderstorms. Daytime highs approaching 75. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KD Country 94. Currently, it's 75.
Cantu Auto Repair in Osborne is here to get you fixed up and back on the road safely. Clint and the staff of certified technicians can service all makes and models. They do maintenance including oil changes and vehicle inspections and can repair brakes, engines and transmissions, AC and heating systems, muffler and exhaust systems, and they can diagnose and repair any electrical problems or warning lights that are staying on. Call Cantu Auto Repair today at 75-345-4000 or stop in Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Cantu Auto Repair, located at 209 West Main in Osborne.
The news this hour is brought to you by Anderson Insurance Agency. They do farm, home, auto, life, and crop insurance. Stop by and see Matt and Becky, 118 North Mill in Beloit, or call them at 738-5701.
Keeping you informed, this is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
Kansas is poised to nearly double its lawmakers' pay in 2025 in hopes of attracting more diverse members only months after the legislature boosted the salaries of other state officials. A commission created by the Republican-controlled legislature to study lawmakers' pay last Thursday approved a proposal to increase the compensation for rank-and-file members by nearly $28,000 a year, a 93% increase to nearly $58,000. Legislative leaders who receive extra pay would see proportionally larger dollar increases so that the Senate President and House Speaker would be paid more than $85,000 a year, up from the current $44,000. The commission's plan will take effect unless both legislative chambers vote to reject it by February 7th, a month after lawmakers convene for their 2024 session. Under the plan, Kansas lawmakers would be paid better than their counterparts in a majority of states, not only neighbors like Iowa and Missouri, but also more populous ones like New Jersey and Texas. New York has the highest paid lawmakers at $142,000 a year, following a 29% raise at the start of the year. Like legislators in other states, some Kansas lawmakers have complained for years that it's a financial hardship to serve in the legislature. They have said the current $30,000 in compensation isn't enough to live on year-round and that being in office makes it difficult or even impossible to work in an outside job when lawmakers are in session. You don't want it to be. We're not going to pay anything and get all retirees or wealthy people, said former Republican State Republican and Representative Clark Schultz, one of eight ex-legislators on the nine-member commission. We also don't want $100,000 salaries and people. This becomes their jobs. It's not clear whether the plan will face opposition in the legislature, though all 40 Senate seats and 125 House seats are up for election next year. The commission staff on loan from the legislature reported receiving only a single negative comment, an email Wednesday from a concerned resident of Kansas whose name was withheld. Senate President Ty Masten and House Speaker Dan Hawkins, both Wichita area Republicans, didn't offer opinions on the proposal, saying they respected the commission's work. Starting in 2025, the governor's salary will jump 57% to $174,000. The attorney general received nearly $170,000, a 72% increase, and the salaries of the secretary of state, state treasurer, and insurance commissioner will increase 87% to almost $161,000. A legislative audit in 2019 found that most other states paid more and that Kansas was among the bottom 10 in pay for the governor and attorney general. Have a job opening? Agmark LLC is accepting applications for a customer service grain accounting position in their Beloit office. Full-time positions focus on providing quality service to their customers through answering phones, greeting customers, and processing grain purchase payments, all while being professional, friendly, and ensuring customer satisfaction. This position also maintains a variety of reports and files and assists in various other administrative office duties. Agmark LLC is a profitable company, offering an excellent benefit package, including competitive wages, 401k, co-op retirement, health and dental insurance, PTO, and more. Agmark LLC is an equal opportunity employer. Applications will be taken until the position is filled. To apply, please contact Julie at 785-738-0763 or email julie.harrison at cvacoop.com. agmarkllc.com or send a resume to Agmark LLC, Attention Julie, P.O. Box 568, Beloit, Kansas 67420. Today's community calendar is brought to you by Heart Choices Pregnancy and Parenting Resource Center, offering free pregnancy tests, pregnancy counseling, and parenting classes at 6 Independence and Beloit, and their satellite locations in Concordia, Osmer, and Smith Center. You can call 738-3433 for an appointment or check them out at their website, heartchoicesbeloit.com. First responders for Mitchell County Appreciation Dinner is coming up on October 27th. That'll be at noon at the Glen Elder Senior Center. Oven fried chicken, mashed potatoes, gravy, corn, strawberry shortcake. The meal is the thank you for all the work that you do. Spouses are welcome to attend. Please RSVP by calling 545-3444. That's the news this hour. For the latest local news information, visit our website 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, kdcountry94.com. And don't forget to download the free KD Country 94 app on your smartphone.
Your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
Here's the serve by Holthouse. It's on the way. Beloit has it. Jaden Follis over the Budke. Budke cross court. It's in! They call it in! And Beloit wins! Warm up the bus and set the GPS to the Sports Arena in Hutchinson as the Beloit Lady Trojans for a third straight season and for the seventh time in the past 9 years are headed to the 3A state tournament, this time riding a school record 35-match winning streak.
Beloit and 3A Smith Center and 2A and St. John's Tipton and 1A Division II are all headed to the state volleyball tournament. More on that coming up in this sportscast. Also a great weekend for area cross country runners. The Chiefs continue their winning ways on Sunday. K-State winning on Saturday night. And a look at the MLB playoffs and NASCAR. It's all coming up in this sportscast on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake. Again, as heard at the beginning of this sportscast, three area teams are headed to state volleyball. Beloit winning the 3A Sumpstate at Marysville. Smith Center winning 2A at Republic County. St. John's Tipton taking 1A Division 2 at Tescott. At 3A, number 2, Beloit swept all their matches, winning over Riley County, Russell, and number 3, Nemaha Central on their way to the Marysville Substate title. They were very impressive in that 25-18, 25-10 win in the title match over Nemaha Central. Beloit now 37-2 on the season. They've won 35 straight matches, advancing to state for the third straight season and the seventh time in the past nine seasons. Lady Trojans are the number 1 seed at the 3A state tournament in Hutchinson. Smith Center won the 2A Substate in Belleville, not dropping a set all day, picking up a very impressive 25-11, 25-13 win over Bennington in the title match. Smith Center advanced to state for the seventh straight season and the 10th time in the past 11 years. They're 36-4, having won their last 10 matches. They'll be the number 1 seed at 2A State in Dodge City. St. John's Tipton advanced to state for the second straight season in 1A Division 2 after a first-round bye at Tescott. The Lady Jays won in straight sets over Otis Beist in the semis, fought past Pawnee Heights 25-8, 23-25, and 25-16 in the championship, moving to 35-3 on the season. St. John's Tipton has won 23 straight contested matches. Heading into state, they'll be the number 2 seed in Emporia. Full state volleyball pairings and information can be found at ncksports.com. Other area notes, Lakeside, Osborne, and Rock Hills all lost the first round of the 1A Division 1 Sumpstate at Stockton. Rollins County was a champion there. Sylvan Lucas lost in the semis of 1A Division 1 at Little River. Thunder Ridge fell in the first round of the 1A Division 2 Sumpstate at Greenfield. Lincoln fell in the first round at 2A in Belleville. All scores posted at ncksports.com. Many area athletes are also headed to the state cross country meet this coming weekend. The St. John's boys and Osborne girls each took home team titles at the 1A regional in Sabetha on Saturday. Ryan Berticelli of Osborne finished second in the girls race. Kate Kendig was fifth. St. John's also qualified their full girls team for state. Christiana Niewald was the top finisher and sixth for the Lady Jays. Cody Hill with Sylvan Lucas finished fourth, and Brianna Reeves of Pike Valley was seventh to qualify for state. On the boys' side, Johnny Hamill and Aiden Conrad of Osborne both qualified in fourth and fifth respectively. Nicholas Niewald, St. John's top finisher in 10th, also qualifying on the boys' side from the area, Harlan Pankos of Sylvan Lucas and Luke Hollerick of Tipton. At the 3A regional in Great Bend, Lance Lundin of Beloit finished in 5th place on the boys' side. He qualified for state for the 4th straight year. And at 2A in Great Bend, Smith Center freshman Madison Howland continued her outstanding season, a regional title with a time of 18:58.26. It was 39 seconds better than the 2nd place finisher. Also for Smith Center, Serena Armconnect qualified for state on the girls' side, and Gavin Hickert is headed to state for the Redmond boys. 2A in Hutchinson, Lincoln's Olivia Dale qualified for state as well. Full regional results and state info also at the website at ncksports.com.
Kelsey's in the backfield as an H-back. They're going to fake a handoff. Now they're going to go on a pass inside and dragging into the end zone. Touchdown, Kansas City! And the 50th time that Travis Kelsey has caught a touchdown pass from Patrick Mahomes.
That late first half touchdown actually ended up being all the Chiefs would need. Kelce finished with a big day in a 31-17 win over the Chargers at Arrowhead Stadium Sunday after the two teams played to a 3-3 tie after one quarter. Chiefs put up three touchdowns on passes from Patrick Mahomes to Marquez Valdes-Scantling, Rashee Rice, and Kelce. The Chargers sandwiched two touchdowns in between those three as KC led 24-17 at half. Defenses showed up in the second half as an 8-yard touchdown pass from Mahomes to Isaiah Pacheco with 3:30 left in the game was the only score in the half. Mahomes threw for 424 yards and four scores. Kelce caught 12 passes for 179 in the score. Chiefs coach Andy Reid on that defense in half number two.
The second half, for, from our defensive standpoint, was a shutout. Spags is doing a great job with design, and the players are playing their hearts out. I give credit to all the coaches there. And when you have a shutout going against that crew, that's quite a deal.
Chiefs are now 6-1 of the season, while the Chargers dropped to 2-4. Also in the AFC West on Sunday, the Broncos pulled out a 19-17 win over the Packers, while the Raiders lost 30-12 with the Bears, leaving the Chiefs with the only winning record in the West. Denver's 2-5, Las Vegas 3-4. The Bills dropped to 4-3, the 29-25 loss to the Patriots. And the Chiefs are now alone atop the AFC standings as well, as in Sunday Night Football, the Dolphins dropped to 5-2 with a 31-17 loss at Philadelphia. Week 7 concludes tonight. The 49ers, the Vikings. You can find full scores at NFL.com.
Looking for answers to DJ Giddens. No response here. Giddens to the house from 61 yards out.
K-State took a 21-3 lead after one quarter with that touchdown pass to DJ Giddens from Will Howard, and they rolled to a 41-3 win over TCU in Big 12 play Saturday night in Manhattan. Alternating each drive at quarterback, Howard threw for three touchdown passes. That one to Giddens that you heard, as well as Jace Brown in the third and Will Swanson in the fourth. Avery Johnson connected with Trayshawn Ward on a touchdown pass in the first as Giddens opened the scoring with a touchdown run in quarter number one. K-State coach Chris Klieman on an impressive win.
We executed at a really high level, and it clicked tonight. And I'm super excited for our players and for our coaches and for our fans, because that's a good football team. To get 587 yards and 343 yards rushing, and a lot of guys contributed.
K-State's down 5-1, 3-1 of the Big 12. TCU fell to 4-4 and 2-3. Other scores in the Big 12: number 6 Oklahoma escaped with a 31-29 win over UCF. Number 8 Texas won 31-24 at Houston. Baylor slipped past Cincinnati 32-29. Oklahoma State stayed hot with a 48-34 win at West Virginia, and BYU won 27-14 over Texas Tech. In the Big 10, Nebraska won a low-scoring affair over Northwestern and Lincoln 17-9. Huskers now 4-3 overall, 2-2 in the conference. Number 3 Ohio State beat 7th-ranked Penn State 20-12 in Columbus to move to 7-0 in the biggest upset. Number 10 North Carolina fell for the first time 31-27 at home to Virginia, who won just their second game of the season. Full look at the weekend scores at NCAA.com.
Brantley here, 2-gone in the ninth. Seven in this All-Texas Championship Series, and isn't it fitting that these teams that tied during the regular season at 90-72 still can't decide things through six games? This is how it's supposed to be.
The Rangers picked up a 9-2 win over the Astros in Game 6 of the ALCS in Houston on Sunday night, leading 4-2. A 5-run ninth put the game away. Road team has won all six games in the series. Game 7 in Houston tonight, Max Scherzer of the Rangers faces Christian Javier of the Astros. First pitch at 7:03 on Fox. In the NLCS, the Phillies have a 3-2 series lead over the Diamondbacks after a 6-1 win in Phoenix on Saturday. Phillies head back home with a chance to punch their ticket to the World Series in Game 6. Aaron Nola faces Merrick Kelly of the Diamondbacks. First pitch at 4:07 on TBS. Finally, in sports, in NASCAR, Christopher Bell led the final 16 laps on his way to a win at Homestead Miami Sunday, punching his ticket to the Championship Four. Joining last week's winner, Kyle Larson, the final two spots will be decided in Martinsville this Sunday afternoon. That's a look at sports and your sports leader in North Central Kansas, Katy Country 94 and Z96 Point Through the Lake. Sportscast is brought to you by Zachary's Ace Hardware in Beloit. I'm Dusty Dinas.